Beverly neighborhood is the next stop on the WGN Radio Hometown Voice Tour and all by Allstate. Spend your afternoon with Bill and Wendy and Steve Bertrand this Friday, noon to 3 at Horse Thief Hollow, 104th and Western.
That'll be fun.
There you're going to get a chance to win tickets to shows at the Chicago Theater like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, and Brian Regan, the comedian.
Fun.
Visit the events page at WGNRadio.com for details. WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour presented by Allstate Chicago's Own Good Hands. All right. Now, I'm not sure I fully understand.
A lot of questions.
I'm
going
to plead some ignorance here as to what is exactly going to happen at 6 o'clock tonight. I know we were told about this. I was a little bit busy for the last couple of weeks concerning myself with the apocalypse. Mm-hmm. And I'm still have that concern. But somehow the mayor has decided he's going to take over all the radio stations in Chicago tonight at 6 o'clock simultaneously for a 30-minute radio town hall event with Bill Curtis. Now, I'm going to call it a town hall, but it doesn't really, by any definition of town hall, does it actually apply?
Well, the town doesn't seem to be invited. That's part of the issue, right? It seems like it's a sit-down with Bill Curtis and the mayor, but people had to submit their questions in advance.
There's no town because we don't know where it's actually coming from. That's been kept a top secret.
We still don't know where it is.
Therefore, there's no hall. We're not exactly sure what
hall
it's in. This is not a public forum. People are not invited to it. They have submitted questions. We don't know how they submitted the questions.
Well, through a website, and there were a couple of different ways online to submit a question, but then they have been screened and they pick the ones that they're going to ask.
Okay. This sounds like Donna Brazil has got her fingerprint all over this. All right. Alderman Scott Wagsback is with us, who has been a fairly consistent outlier in the city council when it comes to all issues of centralization of power. I think, a fair way to put it.
That's a good way, yes.
Yeah, thank you. And this is all coming up tonight in about 16 minutes. We're going to go to this live broadcast. And we'll just sit and listen, and we'll see what it is, and we'll discuss it also on the other side. We've got everybody's going to run for mayor after. Brendan Riley's going to be here. Mm-hmm. Kwame Raoul's going to be here. Chuy Garcia already ran for mayor. Mm-hmm. I think he'll be back before it's all said and done. All right. Do you know at the city council, has anybody talked to you people about what he's going to be talking about tonight?
No. The only thing I've seen is on that website that they put together. And maybe a little snippet from different people who kind of got their hands on it, but they've said nothing to us.
Okay.
And typically they don't. But I think the thing here, and he's not here, right?
He's not at WGN. We did get some calls from different media organizations thinking they could come and film it because they assumed it was here.
He's going to be with
here,
you, right?
Or, yeah, you're there. Right there, right?
Yeah, and
no?
I'm like,
where? No, we don't even know where.
Yeah. And then I was told, early on I thought it was going to be a City of Chicago College's radio station that he's going to be doing this from. And then they said, no. Where are they doing it? We can't tell you. Why can't you tell me? This is not like,
why is it so super secret?
Trump could do this right now and they tell you where he was doing it, right? This is weird.
Yes.
His sense of, his definition of transparency, he's like, if you went to that aisle in the grocery store, right, where they have all the wraps and bags and stuff like that, and you have like transparency, you'd look at Saran wrap, you go, you can see right through it.
Transparent.
He's transparent like Reynolds wrap, right? You're looking right back at yourself, and you're like, wait, where is he?
Where'd he go?
Clear as mud. Yeah.
Well,
Alderman, he's got 30 minutes to address the pressing issues of the city. Even that, is that enough?
No, it's not. Not nearly enough. And I think you couldn't do it in an hour unless you were doing it an hour a week. But then you'd have to have real people asking real questions.
And Bill Curtis is a real guy, but these are not real people behind asking the questions.
You guys have done you've seen open meetings. You know, as aldermen, we have to do them for school issues, crime issues, development issues. And you take every question that comes in. You know, you don't get to pick and choose. And,
next question, please.
Yeah.
I know some of those people who go to those, like creepy uncle. Something. The only time he ever leaves the house is to go to those meetings.
And you might not have the answer, but you could say, hey, you know what, I'll take that, and I'll incorporate it into whatever I'm working on or whatever project it is or issue.
Sure.
But
it's important to them, even if it's not a big picture thing.
And I don't know if you guys remember his police speech. You know, you walk in the room, there's 300 people there. They're all from City Hall. And it's just his MO is, let me see how I can, you know, control everything that comes in and goes out. And it's not really much of a town hall feel. There's no Q&A. There's no.
They do better town halls in Havana. Honestly, I think they do. But let me ask you this, because there is a serious question. I don't know if this is going to get asked tonight, because I don't know when these questions were submitted and, yeah, you know, from what time period. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of talk in Washington today about the agenda for this Republican Congress, because you've got Republicans trying to figure out what they want to put out on the burners for them and what the president-elect is going to want to go with and what his agenda is going to be and what their agenda is going to be. And one of them is a really significant one for Chicago, and that is about transportation funding.
Yes.
And in Congress, they want to move. There's been on the Republican agenda for the last two sessions, there's been a move to isolate out road building funds or federal transportation funds to only deal with federal transportation issues, specifically interstate highways.
Right.
And so that the intrastate transportation, and that would be like Metra and the CTA,
right,
those PACE, those kinds of organizations would have to rely on things other than federal funding, or certainly not through the DOT programs that have been offered. And there's a $2.1 billion redo of the CTA going on right now, the rail system. $1.1 billion of that $2.1 billion that's my math. That means there's one other $1 billion that would be missing here. $2.1 billion, $1 billion of it comes from the federal government through those grants. What do we do about that?
Well, we had a meeting on Friday, and they are deathly afraid that the new president will cancel that program for the Red Line rehabilitation or the modernization. So we're actually having three very quick meetings this month to make sure that we pass it through the city council. They create this TIF program to help fund it, and that they get it into Congress's hands so that it passes before he takes the oath of office. And that needs to happen so that the Red Line modernization can move forward. If it doesn't, they're very afraid that he would basically cancel that, at least in the CTA sense, that one program. And so that would set us back probably a couple decades if we didn't have that funding go through.
Is there a big concern that the flow of federal dollars might not be coming to our city because of this transfer of power in Washington, especially since the mayor very proudly said today, we are a sanctuary city, we're going to stick to that, you're safe here. And I understand why he did that, but it feels as if, does that sort of send the message? That is tied to federal funding right there, that alone, and maybe in other projects as well, such as the transportation dollars.
Yeah, and I think if you look back several years at how long it takes to get a transportation bill through the Congress, this kind of sets that bar a lot higher. So they're very concerned overall. I think there's a lot of political events that have happened that have kind of tweaked president to be Trump. And that's why everybody's scrambling to try to get these dollars done as quick as they can. And I think rightly so.
But it's interesting because President Trump, President-elect Trump, in January, President Trump is talking about a huge infrastructure spend. He's talking about $10 trillion, essentially, of an infrastructure spend over the next 10 years. And that, I mean, that's an infrastructure spend, right? I mean, transportation systems in big cities. Yeah. And the problem is Chicago has become the whipping boy of this election cycle. Chicago's bad, 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 bad. If you read Breitbart, you read the Drudge Report, you read all of the media that has been very sympathetic to Donald Trump, is that Chicago is the root of all evil in America mm-hmm. at the moment, between the gang problem and Democratic politics and all the rest of it. So is there a way that Chicago can survive this? I saw one of Trump's surrogates today call Chicago a failed city.
Yeah, and I think what Rahm's going to have to do, and he hasn't done this with Springfield. We had a discussion the other day with somebody, and I asked, when was the last time he's been down there? And it's been the last time, I think, was Governor Rauner's his election. So he knows how D.C. works. He's got to get himself together and go to D.C., mea culpa, whatever it is, and figure out how to deal with these guys and just say, look, Chicago is a metropolis in the Midwest that really generates billions of dollars in federal revenue. And it would be, it behoove you guys to keep moving forward on these transportation dollars and a lot of other ones. Now, there might be areas in with the CHA where they say, hey, we're not going to let you guys operate the same way, which I think, you know, would be good and depends on what they're looking at. But transportation dollars, you know, we're not just we're not talking about CTA or Metro. We're talking about the trains that go through Chicago to all places in the United States. The intermodal capital of the United States is here in Chicago, and they cannot let that fail.
Right. Well, I don't think they're talking about that part this moment. They're talking about stuff that, you know, makes it easier for Chicagoans to get around and that greases the economy of the city of Chicago itself at a moment where those kinds of things are on the burner, right, about changing bus routes and train routes so to make sure that the South and West sides do have better access to downtown so that there can be people moving around, and, you know, for jobs and trying to build up the economy that way. So, well, good luck to all that. Well, you know what, Alderman, we're going to listen to the mayor coming up in just a few minutes. So thank you very much for being here.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
Your time.
Thank
Alderman Scott Wagsback from the Chicago City Council.
Will the roads be paved around the Trump Tower, you think? Will they have nice roads?
The new Trump. The mayor could spray paint the whole thing gold.
Perfect.
At the city's expense, and we'll do that for him.
Yes, in exchange for some other favors to come our way. That
might actually work. All right.
Keep working on that plan.
Violetta's got the WGN traffic trouble spots right now.